We're talking about a 52-year-old male who was shot and killed by a 22-year-old. Shot and killed in cold blood. Shot him in the neck, allegedly. Allegedly shot him in the neck, according to this press release.
That's irritating.
You're just going, imagine that. You're just going on about your every day. Your every day. And you get assaulted. You get attacked. You get killed. Because people out here are getting their hands on guns who shouldn't have their hands on guns. This is America that we live in. How do we get the guns away from the people who don't need them? Because you're... And I know someone's going to call and say, well, Jordan, what about people who were stabbed to death? Well, knives and guns, that's a different conversation. What I'm talking about right now is we've got a 52-year-old man from Alliance, Gary Marks is his name, who was shot to death, allegedly, by a 22-year-old Jamari Harper of the Cleveland Canton area. They didn't give an exact, they said Cleveland-Canton, so he must bounce back and forth between the two. How stupid do you have to be? This is the third homicide that we have dealt with, the third homicide that we have covered in this area thus far. In this nation, we have got to do a better job at keeping our Americans safe. Because right now, it doesn't feel as though we're doing that good of a job. A 52-year-old is dead. A 52-year-old is dead. And I want to listen to some of the 911 call before I play it here to make sure there's no vital information on there. But come on. In this nation, we have a gun issue. And now we have a 22-year-old who has just thrown his whole life away because he had his hands on a gun and he shot and killed someone. And now he's charged with murder, robbery, felonious assault, having weapons under disability and all that. So this is a man who shouldn't have had his hands on the gun, but here we are with it. Here we are with it. Anyone with tips regarding this, they are asked to contact the Canton Police Detective Bureau at 330-489-3144. That is 489-3144. I don't get it. I mean, Canton is becoming a very dangerous place. Eric, if you don't mind me bringing you on, you've lived here your whole life, right? You're born and raised here. Your family's from here. Have you seen a change in Canton itself in the last 25, 30 years?
Oh, absolutely. The younger generation, they're different. I would hate to get into a confrontation with the younger kid, because that's the first thing that will be on my mind. This kid can kill me.
Yeah. And the thing is, man,
they don't care.
Yeah. The thing is, they don't care, but that is when they're in an argument, they don't want to talk it out. They don't even want to box it out. I mean, 30 years ago.
Okay. I'm just going to say something that's totally honest. When you don't have dads and uncles around to teach you how to fight with your fists, you're going to go get a gun.
Yeah. And I'm not sitting here condoning, you know, fighting, but I rather
use your fist.
Yeah. I rather see someone with a black eye than a hole in their head.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
And in this country, people don't want to resort to that. You know, fighting, violence, that should never be the answer, right? We've had this conversation. But here we are. I'm talking about a 52-year-old who was killed by a 22-year-old.
That could have been me.
Yeah.
And easily could have been
me. You're 52 years old. And here we are. In this nation, people rather resort right to lethal, right to killing, than wanting to fight. We talk about police and the police brutality in this country and how we see police go right to wanting to kill someone, which we have seen. But nobody is going to say anything when you have this 22-year-old walking down the street trying to rob someone and shooting him and killing him.
Yeah.
There was never any other intent. This nation as a whole needs some kind of awakening. Because now you've got a 52-year-old dead, a family to mourn him, and then you have a 22-year-old who's most likely going to spend the rest of his good years, if he is convicted, because the shooting is still under investigation, you're going to have a 22-year-old spending the rest of his life, most likely, behind bars. For what? For what? People in this nation, they rather get a gun to solve their problems than try to talk it out, than try to duke it out. I'm not saying that the answer should be going out there and fighting and throwing the big punches and throwing the big blows. But what I am saying is, back in the 80s and 90s, yeah, that is how problems were resolved.
Yeah, when I was 25, there was no way I was going to do anything to get myself put in jail. It was just no, that's not the place to be.
But you were also raised different though, Eric.
Yeah, that's true.
You were also raised different. That's true. And I don't like when people lean on the excuse of, if you don't have a dad in the home.
Circumstances.
Yeah, I don't, because I use that to be a cop out a little bit.
I can't take that excuse no more.
Yeah.
Because I didn't.
Yeah.
I never used that.
And guess what? We're both sitting here. People are listening to us on the radio. We're not in jail for going out shooting and killing someone.
That's not the place
to be. I was in plenty of fist fights growing up, most likely in self-defense.
And we understood consequences.
But I also understood consequences. I know if I were to shoot and kill someone guess what? There's going to be a pretty hefty consequence for that action. And I'm looking, this suspect, he's 22 years old, man. 22 years old. That's 4 years older than, or 4 years younger, excuse me. 4 years younger than me.
Life is over.
His life is gone.
Before it even really got started.
You're 52. This Gary Marks, his life is gone because he was shot and killed. In Canton, people are getting so wrapped up in the gang violence, right? People are getting so caught up in all of the violence that is happening here, and we don't want to hold these kids accountable. It starts at home. I get so irritated. I get so frustrated every time. Every time that I am talking, every time that I'm reporting on another young person in this country that is dying, that is killing someone. I'm getting real, real tired of that. Getting real tired of that. So do me a favor. Give me a call. 330-450-1480. What is the answer? I'm not saying kids should be out there. They're throwing blows, but I'd rather see someone punching someone. I'd rather see that than someone shooting someone in the head. I'd rather see that than someone trying to stab someone to death. If you have an issue with someone, try to resolve it in another way. Try to not kill someone. Try to not ruin your life and theirs. People don't think things through. They really don't.